everyone, Tim Stoddard here. In this week's video, I am going to show you two different ways to build lead generation directories. About a month ago, I was on the Niche Pursuits podcast and I talked about my lead gen business. It's recoverylocal.org. You can check it out for yourself. And that business has built a bunch of directories, and these directories sell advertisement and they generate leads for other businesses. And I was really blown away by the response that I got from people reaching out to me on Twitter and even emailing me, asking me to learn more about this. I always felt like directories were very boring businesses, and that's why I loved them. They're very boring and they've been very profitable for me. And I never expected so many people to have such interest in this business model. So in this video, I'm gonna break down the two different ways that you can build a directory. So, all right, boom, let's jump right in. First thing I need to do is show you guys why these two different types of directories matter. It has to do with site structure. It has to do with the way the websites are built. So this is my website, SoberNation.com. A lot of people know me through this website. And the directory is built via location. So the states are essentially a category of drug rehab centers, and then the cities are essentially a category of drug rehab centers. And this is a static directory. So when I say static, I mean all of the pages, they actually exist, right? The pages are, if you were to go to the back end of WordPress and you click on the pages tab, you would see that these pages are actually there. And then we organize these pages through the proper URL structure. So just bear with me. Let me give you an example, right? So I'll just click on, we'll do Florida. Okay, so if you look at the URL structure, this is sobernation.com/rehab/Florida. So this Florida page is a child to this rehab parent page. But the point is that this page actually exists. There really is a page in the back end of WordPress that's entitled 30 drug and alcohol rehabs in Florida. And so subsequently, all of the listings are listed on this page. And then if you wanted to, as part of this page, we have links to other cities. And then the same thing is true, right? So I'll type in Alachua, Florida. So look at the URL structure, sobernation.com/rehabs/Alachua-FL, Alachua, Florida. So this page is SEO'd to rank for drug and alcohol rehabs in Alachua, Florida. So all you have to understand right now is that this page actually exists, right? If I were to go to the back end of WordPress, there would be like a page that I could quite literally click on and it would display this information. So this is a static directory. Okay, so now let me show you more of a dynamic directory, a directory that's based off of filters. Here we go. This is a website called retreat.guru, and it's an awesome website, and it lists different retreats, different spiritual retreats. A lot of them are plant medicine retreats. So things like psilocybin and ayahuasca. I'm sure you guys have heard these words become more popular over the last 2, 3, even 5 years. But they have other types of retreats as well, just like yoga retreats or meditation retreats. The point is how it's built. So I want to show you guys something. If I were to click on this category on yoga retreats, this is what we get. So this is a dynamic directory. The whole entire thing is built off of filters. So in this retreat type, all I'm doing is I'm simply clicking the yoga filter. It's basically a tag. If I wanted to do something that has yoga and ayahuasca, then I would save it. So there's no retreats here that match that type, which is fine. I'll clear it. And then let's just go to meditation, right? And then let's save it. So look at what's happening in the URL. We have retreat.guru, which is the domain. And then we have search question mark. So this question mark right here basically means it's a dynamic variable. And the query is meditation. So this is a filter, and is online, and is affordable, and is the weekend. So some of these filters are in the back end that you don't see, but it's right here. You know, so if I were to go weekends, if I were to go dates, well, let's not do dates. Okay, so let's add in a location filter. Let's do Germany. So you know, you'll see that there's another dynamic variable in the URL. So what we're looking at here, this isn't the same as this, right? If I were to go to the back end of this website, there's not an actual page that exists that is SEO'd for spiritual, for meditation retreats in Germany, right? They're just all done through filters. And this makes it very difficult to SEO the website. If you were to listen to the podcast that I did on Niche Pursuits, I talked about how this is like one of the problems with directories, is that it's very difficult to build directories the way that we do, where all of the pages really exist. And so you have control over the pages and you can SEO them for specific keywords and control the title tags, whatever. Most directories are like this, especially if you need to take the affordable route and use a directory plugin on WordPress, which in most cases is how people need to start. Okay, so we have the expensive, better SEO'd way where we have actual pages for all of the categories, and we have the more affordable, in some cases a little bit more user-friendly, but less SEO'd type strategy, which is basically having a WordPress plugin or a directory plugin and creating these different pages off of filters like we see right here. Okay, so Retreat Guru actually showed me a way, which is so simple now that I see it. I can't believe I didn't think about this years ago, but they actually showed me a way where you can combine the best of both worlds. And that's what I'm about to show you. So check it out. I'm back on the homepage of Retreat Guru. I'm going to scroll all the way down to the footer. And this is really what tipped me off to it. So when I see right here, this popular retreats, when I clicked on this ayahuasca retreat, I expected to see the page in the directory, which was actually the filter of just give me the ayahuasca retreats, but I did not. Here's what I saw. Whoa, they created a static page. So retreatguru.com/BE. I'm not really sure why they made the parent page BE, but whatever, /ayahuasca retreats. And so this is an actual page that they created in the back end of their WordPress site. And then what they did to SEO it is they built, I don't know, this is probably some kind of liquid code, or I'm not really sure. They probably custom coded this, or maybe even created their own custom plugin. But they feed these different dynamic URLs through the main page. So I'm going to right click on this, right? Look what happens when I click on this. So this is Peru, top destinations for ayahuasca retreats in Peru. So check this out. All this link does is it brings me to that URL that gives me the retreat type, ayahuasca, location, Peru. So I'm back to the directory with the filters. But this particular URL would never rank for ayahuasca retreats in Peru because the URL structure is all jacked up. There's no way to really tell Google that this is a page that's dedicated to ayahuasca retreats in Peru. So what they did, it's so smart. They created a static page that they can actually SEO, and then they just fed these different filters through this static page, right? So now look at the title tag, 1,028 plus best ayahuasca retreats in the world. So this is this main page right here. This is the ayahuasca retreats, and check out what happens if I Google this. Oops, capital A, let's get rid of this dash, ayahuasca retreats, boom, number one, Retreat Guru. How freaking cool is this? And of course, this doesn't go to the part of the directory which is on the filter. This goes to that static page. It's brilliant. So now you have the ability to create a directory plugin, whether it's business directory plugin, that's actually what it's called, by the way. If you go to WordPress and you go to the plugin store, it's called business directory plugin. There's dozens of them. And these plugins are built through dynamic filters, just like we see right here. But now all you got to do is create pages and SEO those pages for the actual keyword, create a static page. And then on that page, you can create a bunch of different options to give people the user experience to find what it is that they actually want. To finish off, you might be asking yourself, like, why is any of this even important? If I have a directory plugin that organizes its categories through filters, or if I have a website that organizes its categories through static pages, what's the difference? Well, The difference is that having a static page, like we talked about, is going to allow you to actually rank for these specific keywords because you have much more control over that page. And so this is why it's where the money is. This is really where you can generate a ton of business through directories. So right here, I'm on SEMrush, and I just did a simple search for Retreat Guru, and I'm going to look at their organic keywords. Well, just look, these are all buying keywords, and all of these URLs that they're ranking for are static URLs. There's not a single thing in here where a dynamic URL that is dynamically populated through filters is ranking. Okay, so look at this. Ayahuasca retreats, they rank number one, which we just looked at. Retira retreats, I'm not exactly sure what that is, but they're ranked number one. Mushroom retreats, so basically psilocybin retreats, they rank number one. Tantric sex yoga retreat, damn, sounds pretty baller. They're ranked number one. Grief retreat, ayahuasca retreat, psychedelic breathing, isolation retreat, mental wellness retreat. Okay, so I think you see by now that this is how you can really monetize a directory. So at this point, we have a couple options. You could either sell featured listings on this page, right? So this is going to be the parent page. We'll just use this mental health retreats as an option. If they wanted to, they could sell advertising on, they could cover this page with advertising. All of these people would pay advertising. These are the retreats themselves. These are the actual facilities. This whole entire thing could be pumped with, you know, $300 a month listing. So this one page in itself could do probably $5,000 or $6,000 a month in ad revenue. Or they could sell leads. So since this entire page is filled with information, if they wanted to, they could put a phone number up here that basically says, interested in one of these retreats, call us and we'll find the best option for you. And then if I'm a user and I'm looking for a retreat, well, then I can just call and then they can basically take down my information and sell the lead or just redirect the phone call right to one of the facilities that would potentially pay money for the lead to close the retreat. Or you can do what Retreat Guru does, which is the really sophisticated option. Frankly, it's a very difficult option, but it's potentially the most lucrative. And that is take a cut of all of the actual retreats that they sell. So Retreat Guru takes 14%, I think. So if I'm here and I were to actually buy this retreat right now, secure your spot, you know, you can see what happens. It goes to zangaraexperiences.retreat.guru/program. So I fill out all this information, I pay for it, I put in my credit card. Well, Retreat Guru just sold the retreat for this particular company for Playa del Carmen, I guess it is. But they don't have to do anything, right? Like they just take their cut. And then all of this information is going to go to the actual retreat facility, who then contacts the person and does all that. Okay, so regardless of how you monetize it, you know, whether you sell ad space, right? If you're selling ad space on this parent page, whether you're selling leads, okay, you can generate phone calls through this page. That's fine too. Whether you're selling the retreats and taking a cut of it, kind of like how TripAdvisor does. All of these models, no matter what it is, they all require you to generate traffic for the actual keyword, which brings us back here. You wouldn't be able to monetize this if it weren't for these static pages. I think it's so cool. It's such a simple concept that I never actually thought about applying. Hey everyone, thanks for watching this video. This video was a little bit longer than usual. However, I wanted to make it because so many people have reached out to me about business directory businesses, and it has absolutely been the most lucrative and the most profitable. And how do I say, like, the most stress-free cash that I've generated in my life. I love directories. They're boring. Nobody else wants to do them. Everybody wants to go after the next hot thing like AI or social media or whatever it is. But lead generation through directories is extremely lucrative because what's the one thing that all businesses need? They need more leads. And if you can generate those leads for them, if you can generate advertising space so leads can come through featured listings, if you could even just sell their product for them and take a cut, almost like an affiliate model, it's a great business. I realize this video is like a little bit more technical than usual. I talked about URL structure, and I try my best to explain some of the properties. If you have any questions about some of the details I talked about in this video, please leave a comment. Please give me a like, give me a subscribe, smash that subscribe button. I really appreciate you guys watching, but I mean it. I know that this video is a little bit more technical than usual, and so I hope you guys take advantage of this opportunity, because directories crush it. They've crushed it for me, and they'll continue to be a big part of my portfolio. So yeah, let me know if you have any questions. Thank you so much for watching, guys, and I will talk to you next week. Peace.